Well, briefly, a Type 1 civilization is a planetary civilization that harnesses planetary power. They control the weather. They would control earthquakes and that tsunami, for example, that devastated the Indian Ocean. That would be easily controlled by a Type 1 civilization that controls anything planetary.
All right. Stopping there for a second, folks. He's describing a Type 1. We are a zero.
We're zero.
Zero.
We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal.
Right.
We cannot predict we can barely predict the weather, let alone modify it or change it. We're at the mercy of earthquakes and volcanoes and tsunamis. A Type 1 is about 100 years away from us in technology, but they control planetary forces.
That's not very far, 100 years.
Not very far.
Really,
you can see the beginnings of it. You know, the Internet is the beginning of a Type 1 telephone system. That's what the Internet really is.
English will
be the language of Type 1.
Can you even imagine, Professor, how a Type 1 might have, say, controlled or stopped or prevented or I don't know, whatever, with that tsunami?
Well, first of all, they would be able to look inside the Earth. We're very primitive in terms of using earthquake waves to monitor the inside of the Earth. They'd be able to look inside the Earth and be able to predict well ahead of time and be able to release the energy. Release the energy slowly of these earthquakes before they build up, and we're at the mercy of these forces because we cannot see inside the Earth. However, with supercomputers, with sensors, and eventually neutrino telescopes, we may be able to actually see inside the Earth.
But how would even a Type 1 civilization control the movement of tectonic plates against each other? That's what it is, right?
Well, for example, it's known that if you flood certain areas, just ordinary water will loosen some of the fault lines and actually initiate some rumbles in the fault. They would be able to precisely, in three-dimensional geometry, locate where all the pressure points are and relieve them using water, lubricants, or whatever kinds of advanced technology they have. They would know exactly where the pressure points are, relieve them so they're not going to build up, so the tectonic plates slide over each other without locking.
Is there research like that going on, Professor? I've heard little bits and pieces about injecting water and its effect.
It's very primitive because we don't know where the pressure points are. Just only in the last few years have we got the first map of the inside magma of the Earth. If you were actually to look at the core of the Earth and see all the streams of magma, it sort of looks like an onion with thin tendrils coming out of the onion. I was quite shocked when I saw that picture. We have just a rough approximation now of all the magma channels that are inside the Earth. Very rough picture.
That's fascinating.
I was quite astonished when I saw that picture.
How far down do we have knowledge of?
Well, this picture was taken of the entire core of the planet Earth, and it was done by looking at supercomputer analysis of waves caused by earthquakes as they went through the planet Earth itself, bounced off different layers, and then using a supercomputer to reconstruct in three dimensions the shape of all the junk inside the Earth.
Okay, so this is kind of on a scale of what a geologist does when they're looking for oil. They drop some dynamite in a hole, they let her rip, and then the vibrations come back and are put together by a computer.
Right.
Is that the same sort of thing?
Yeah, and a Type 1 civilization would have monitors over the entire planet Earth and have very precise sensing devices that allow a supercomputer to then reconstruct the entire shape of the interior of the Earth. The magma in the Earth looks very much like a potato, by the way, with tendrils and vines coming out of it in all sorts of irregular ways.
Well, you say you saw that. Where did you see
it's
this?
It's been published in science magazines. I'll look for it, and maybe I'll put it on my website. But seismologists have been able to construct the first crude picture of the inside of the Earth.
Wow.
Now, Type 1 civilization would have an accurate description of all the pressure points and where all the tectonic plates are jammed, and be able to loosen them precisely rather than using, witchcraft and all sorts of different kinds of, imprecise ways of trying to locate where the pressure is building up. And, of course, the pressure is building up miles underneath the surface of the Earth.
Yes.
So a Type 1 civilization would have the energy, would have the know-how, the supercomputers, to accurately reconstruct not just the inside of the Earth, but weather patterns also. They'd be able to modify the weather, be able to stop hurricanes before they form. They would have a tremendous understanding of the weather patterns and any planetary force they'd be able to control.